This is the question that I always want to ask to the people who bring that problem to us. Say, does the Bible say that the world should be without suffering? Does the Bible in any way present us the idea that life should be perfect in this world? I mean, absolutely not. From beginning to end, the Bible not only expects us to be living lives of suffering, but it explains why. I mean, it tells us about the fall into sin. It tells us about the world and the flesh and the devil. In our own age, we think, well, the big problem is suffering, and so we need to end suffering. But the only way we know to end suffering is to end the sufferer. So you come up with euthanasia and abortion and all sorts of murderous things. You end suffering by ending the sufferer. But the Lord's response, and this is an amazing thing to consider, is that he does not bring an end to the sufferer, but he becomes one himself. The Lord's response to the so-called problem of suffering is to take up the cross and to go to Golgotha and to writhe there under the wrath of God, to take what we should get so that he can give us what we never deserved. And in this we see that the Lord has dealt with the problem of suffering, not by ending suffering or ending the sufferer, but taking it upon himself, which is, it's something you could never expect. You could never guess that, but how astonishing.